Dave?
Yes?
Hey, Hulk, let me turn this radio down.
Turn that puppy down.
All right, man. Hey, I thought it was illegal for a convicted felon to vote.
He's not a convicted felon.
He's not.
Who are you talking about, Mayor B?
Yeah.
No, he's not a convicted felon. He got convicted on a misdemeanor possession charge.
Okay. I thought it was a felony.
No felonies involved.
All right. Hey, I guess he ain't going to be winterizing that boat.
I don't like to winterize the boat. I like to keep that thing, because in D.C., you tend to get some good days right around Thanksgiving. And, hell, I can remember some Decembers in Washington where we were tickling the 80-degree mark. So people tend to panic and winterize on Labor Day, and you miss a lot of late-season action when there's nobody out there and you got the river to yourself. It's kind of exciting, actually. People get too frantic about it. You can always winterize in a hurry, especially since I keep it in the water. I don't have to worry about it as much as if you keep it up on a trailer or something, but... You know, if you hear the weather forecast and it's going to drop down to 4 degrees below zero, well, then you run down there with the antifreeze and your buddies, right? Suck a little antifreeze into that bad boy, and there you go. But other than that, I like to milk the season for all it's worth. I like to milk that thing and have me a rootin' tootin' time doing it. Yep. And then push back the chair and walk around the room a little bit here. Kind of a neat walk that I've been trying to perfect. Got my arms swinging. I am undulating my pelvis, a la Elvis, and I walk doing it.
No, señor.
I know it's a little disconcerting, isn't it? Look at me. And then with great muscular control, I kind of clench and unclench the glutes. So here I am, undulating, clenching glutes, swinging my ham hocks from my shoulders. Yeah, look at me go. Yeah, man. I am admittedly, is that a bad sign that here it is 8 minutes after 7 o'clock and I'm already thinking about that bone ride? Is that a bad sign? That's probably bad. But thinking about it, drinking is two separate things, eh? I found this little out-of-the-way bar yesterday when I got off the air. And I'm sitting there. I walked in with my now-perfected walk, undulating and clenching all my way to the bar. And I'm sitting there, and there's this guy wearing a pith helmet. He said, I'd like to buy a round from the house. I've just been back from another... Oh, geez. Hang on 1 second. Hello!
Hello. Can I speak to Mr. Don Quixote, please?
I'm sorry. Señor Don Quixote in Sancho Panza North Town. Okay? All right. Try that loud. Anyway, this guy from the Explorers Club was kind of tooting his own horn. He was reeking a vodka gimlet. He said, I... Many a successful campaign button on my jacket. Look at this. I battled the Armenians many years ago. And here's a little button for my Egyptian campaign. Oh, here's the time that I went to the shores of Nigeria and I had to contact the Nigerians on a regular basis, hand to hand. Oh, and here's a bruise I got from the Nicaraguans. In a battle we had there, I said, hey, for crying out loud, sit down and shut up. I battle all those people every time I get on a subway, for God's sake.
The radio show that dares to be different. The Grease Man, DC 101.